For January the 14th, 2023, this is Tabletop Talks Games, episode 233. During January, there has been this decathlon going. It's still going on. I think it's to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Magic the Gathering. And so far there's been, we're on the 10th. 10th, I don't know what they call it, event, I guess. So they've been running two and two concurrently. And I haven't played these last two. They didn't really pique my interest. I played quite a lot of the first two. The first two were a jump in event and also a pauper event, which were quite fun. I never got to. So the point is to try to get to seven wins, and then you get a badge, which or a token. And you need to get three of those to be able to enter the final event, a championship. And so that's kind of the point of the event. I think they're all at the same price, 2,000 gold or 400 gems. And you don't win all that much, but of course they're not that expensive to join. You need to get, I think, two wins to get, or is it three wins? Three wins, I think, to get your monies back, because you, more or less, you get two packs, which is equivalent to 2,000 gold. So you need to reach three wins at least, so three wins, three losses. I was doing fairly well. I got to five wins, three losses several times with these two first events. The next two were Alchemy and Alchemy 60 card deck. And the other one, I think, I don't remember exactly what the other one was at the same time. Alchemy was one of them. I think it was a draft with a specific set of cards, the two Dominaria sets and Brothers War, I think it was. I was kind of disappointed with that one because I thought I was just drafting and getting all the cards, so I thought this is really a good price. But it turned out they were all these phantom events, so you don't get to keep the cards. Of course, if you manage to reach enough wins, you get some packs anyway. So that's always nice. The packs that you get, by the way, is like a random assortment from all of the packs available in Arena, which is a little bit fun. It's fun to get some old packs as well. And I mostly play Historic, as I think I mentioned last time, so it's fine by me getting old cards. I can use those as well. So, yeah, played quite a bit of that. But, of course, I haven't gotten the badge or the token or whatever they called it. Alchemy, I put together a deck. I wasn't all that successful with it. I don't think I got past three wins, a couple of tries there. It takes a while to do these events, so I haven't had all that much time to do it. And I think they're all around for about 48 hours or so. So they are time limited. Yeah, still quite a lot of fun. While doing that, I found a few cards that I really got into or enjoyed playing with. So I've been messing around with a bunch of different decks to, inspired by cards that I got in those events. So, one of the cards that really intrigued me was Verdant Rejuvenation, which is a a green sorcery for 8 at mythic. And it reads, seek X creature, enchantment, and or planeswalker cards, where X is the highest mana value among creatures you control. Put those onto the battlefield. And I'm realizing as I'm reading this again, I made a couple mistakes with the card. The second one is always when I just realized. So it actually reads the highest mana value. And I was, for some reason, always thinking it was the highest power. So I've been trying to make decks with creatures with high power, and I don't really need to do that. That's the mana value. It's pretty much just as well. It's actually better for this deck in particular that I'm going to mention it in. So this is really powerful, extremely powerful card. It's of course expensive, but if you can get it out cheaper, getting creatures, enchantments, and planeswalkers, a bunch of them, onto the field is extremely powerful. I mean, you just need to have a creature with like a mana value of 3 or something to start really getting your mana's worth. I mean, if you get 3, a combination of creatures, enchantments, and planeswalkers, especially planeswalkers, most likely those will be higher than a total mana value of 8, which is what this costs. But of course, you want to get this out cheaper and earlier, and a bunch of ways to do that. But this particular deck that I have here is one I called Verdant Bombardment. So that's kind of a hint in there. It's built around one of my other favorite current cards, which is Arcane Bombardment. The trick in this deck is to try to get the Verdant Rejuvenation into your graveyard so that you can cast it for free with the Arcane Bombardment. To get it into your graveyard, I have... this is a Temur deck, so I'm running blue, red, and green, and one of the cards that can get it into the graveyard quick is Cathartic Pyre, which is also useful if you need to handle some creature or planeswalker early on. Of course, you can do 3 damage to one of those, or you can discard up to 2 cards and then draw that many cards. So most likely you want to discard the Verdant Rejuvenation early on, or you can actually, if you have Arcane Bombardment in play, you can discard Verdant Rejuvenation with the Cathartic Pyre, and then Arcane Bombardment will be triggered by Cathartic Pyre, and hopefully it'll pick up the Verdant Rejuvenation to cast at that time. But besides that, I have a big score in here, which also helps with the mana and getting the rejuvenation into the graveyard. Also, I have, does this one have... I think that's the main ways of getting them into the graveyard. But of course, I'm running heavy cards in here, I want to have high mana values on my creatures. And since I'm using the Arcane Bombardment, I want to get a lot of value out of it. So I'm using pretty hefty sorceries and instances. A card that helps there is Discover the Formula, which is both an expensive instant, but it also reduces the cost of all the cards that in your hand. And you're also seeking 3 non-land cards to put into your hand. So you're filling up your hand with new cards as you use it. So that comes in handy, and it's as the game goes on, it's reducing the cost of everything, which is really nice. So the main idea here is to play a lot of the artifact creatures that have the prototype ability, because then early on you can play them for cheap, and then hopefully they'll be sought out with the Verdant Rejuvenation and played for the full, or put into play at their full power at a later time. So I have, for instance, a couple copies of Warzone Duplicator, which is a 6/6 at rare for 6 artifact creature construct, and you can prototype it for 3 in a blue. It becomes a 3/3, and it reads: when Warzone Duplicator enters the battlefield, return target creature an opponent controls with power less than Warzone Duplicator's power to the owner's hand. If the creature wasn't a token, conjure a duplicate of it into your hand. It perpetually gains use, may spend mana as though it was mana of any color to cast this spell. So that's a nice way of slowing down your opponent early on. You can bounce their creatures which have power 2 or less and get copies of them, later on, when you cast it for the full cost or get it with the rejuvenation, you can get creatures up to power 5. So really nice addition to the deck. Works well with this this concept. Also have 4 copies of Cradle Clearcutter, which is artifact creature golem 3/6 at uncommon, cost 6 to cast. You can prototype it for 2 and a green, and it's a 1/3 at that time, and it has the ability to add amount of green mana equal to Cradle Clearcut's power. So this will help with the ramping early on, and also as a blocker. And later on, it'll help you even more with more mana. I have a single Jyn Gitaxis Progress Tyrant in here as well, which is nice later on, because it'll start duplicating your creatures and also your spells, and help with protection as well, since it will counter the first instant sorcery or artifact that the opponent plays. Also have a single copy of Boulder Branch Golem in here, which is an artifact creature for 7. It also has prototype, and I'm not getting it. I have a bad internet connection at the moment, so it's taking some while to load, but I guess we can skip that for now. Another really powerful card to get into play with the Verdant Rejuvenation is one with the Multiverse, an enchantment for 8, which is blue and mythic, and it allows you to play cards from your library directly. You can always look at the top card. And the first card you play, or one card each turn, you can pay 0 for. So that's extremely powerful. You can play one of these heavy hitters. Maybe it'll be Rejuvenation or one of these big artifacts, or even another copy of the of itself. So that's extremely powerful, especially when you get that into play with Rejuvenation. So the Boulder Branch Golem at 7, it's an artifact creature golem. It's actually a common, but I just have one copy in here. You can prototype for 3 and a green. It becomes a 3/3 at that time. Otherwise, it's a 6/5. I don't know if I mentioned that. And when the Boulder Branch Golem enters the battlefield, you gain life equal to its power. So just a nice way of keeping you alive, because this deck tends to go fairly low in your life before things turn around. So what else have I not mentioned in here? I have a single Simian Simulacrum, which costs a 3, and you can unearth it for a green and 1, I think. And you put 2+1+1 counters on any target creature when it comes into play. So I thought I would use this partly to boost for the Rejuvenation, which it turns out I don't need because it's mana cost and not power. But it does help to boost your Cradle Clearcutters, so they produce more green mana. So it's a pretty nice little addition. Also have 2 Serpentine Ambush in here to create turn a creature into a 5/5 base power and toughness. Helps with protecting them. Also another card that boosts the Cradle Clearcutters mana. And I thought it would also help with the Verdant Rejuvenation, which of course it doesn't. A single copy of Teething Wormlet, which is a 1/1 for 1 green worm, and it has Death Touch as long as you control 3 or more artifacts. And then whenever an artifact enters the battlefield under your control, you gain 1 life. And if this is the first time this ability resolves this turn, you put a +1/+1 counter on the Teething Wormlet. So another way of getting a lot of life and a nice deterrent for the opponent there if it has Death Touch, and also it grows all the time, so really nice. Works well with this deck. Last card I haven't mentioned is the Rust Goliath, another artifact creature for 10. It's a 10/10 Reach Trample, also a common. And you can prototype it for 3 and green-green because of a 3/5. So a nice finisher there if you get those into play with the Rejuvenation at 10/10s tramples. Takes care of most opponents. So that's the deck, except for a bunch of lands. I don't want to go into those, but a lot of fun to play. But it's not the end-all be-all for the Verdant Rejuvenation, but really nice. Love it. Love the combination there with the one with the multiverse as well, and bombardment. Three really fun cards to mix it up with. But I think that's all I have for this time. I need to go do some other stuff, so guess I'm all tapped out. Your turn.